This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
If you ever miss a second date update, you can always find them on the Thunder and PT Repeat wherever you get your favorite podcasts, the Thunder and PT Repeat for all our second date updates. Lindsay is on the phone with us. Lindsay, how are you this morning?
Hey, good. What's going on?
Well, not too much except second date updates. So let's find out what's going on between you and Eric. What can you share with us?
Well, nothing at the moment. We went out almost 3 weeks ago and he hasn't called me yet. Nothing.
Okay, that's certainly a bummer. That's what we're here to do, is try to put you guys back together. Tell us about the date that you went on. Like, what happened?
So we met online, and we agreed to meet up at this restaurant. We made reservations and the whole nine yards. It was a really good date.
Good. Sounds good so far. So tell us about the conversation and your connection.
I mean, there was a little lull in the conversation, but I thought it was pretty normal. I mean, generally, it was pretty good.
Good. All right. Did he seem interested in you, you know, at the end of the day? Because that gives kind of a good indication whether somebody wants to see you again, even though they may not say it. Did you get that impression that Eric wanted to see you again, Lindsay?
Yeah. I mean, he even said that he called me during the week. And that was about 3 weeks ago now.
And you have no idea, like, why he would be, you know, kind of just leaving you hanging here.
No, I felt like we had really good chemistry.
Sometimes the frustrating thing is just not having any answers on, like, what is going on. He said he'd call, and then he hasn't, obviously, so something may have come up or must have come up. But we're here to find out, Lindsay, what exactly is going on with Eric, and hopefully lead you to a second date. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Eric?
Yes, who's this?
Eric, Thunder and PT, please don't hang up. We're on the radio right now on 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment on our show, Eric, called Second Date Update, where we call and find out kind of what happened after a first date and why somebody's not getting back to the other person who's contacted us. In this case, that listener of ours is Lindsay, and we're just calling to follow up on that date that you had with Lindsay and find out what's going on. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah. I had a great time. I'm looking forward to seeing her again.
Looking forward to seeing her again? When she talked to us, she said that she hasn't heard from you in a few weeks.
What? We talked twice since that date. We're actually going out this weekend.
Are you sure?
You and Lindsay?
Yeah, pretty sure.
And it's Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay.
You went out to, let's say, I think, about 3 weeks ago. You say that you have another date lined up with her.
Yeah, this weekend. We spoke, we actually spoke a few times, and we have a date set up for this weekend.
Okay, yeah. This is kind of weird. And Eric, if we could, we just want you to hang on here for a second.
Yeah, what the heck?
Are you still with us, Lindsay?
Oh, my God. I am so sorry.
Can you help us out here, Lindsay? What's going on here? Do you have a date with Eric this weekend?
Yeah, I'm really sorry, Eric. We did talk. I got mixed up.
We're still going out this weekend, right?
I really want to.
Okay, somebody help us out here, because Lindsay, you contacted us and said you had not even heard from Eric. What's going on?
Like, they think we haven't talked in weeks, and I know we spoke a few times.
I know. Okay, so here's what happened. I went out with you that Saturday, and then I went with another guy on Sunday, and you kind of both happen to have the same first name. It was him that I haven't heard from.
Okay, so you were planning on seeing both of us at the same time?
Well, I was hoping to make up my mind soon.
I don't think I want to go out with you this weekend.
No, no, no. I messed up. Can we just put this behind us?
Can we just jump in here? Eric, it doesn't sound like you want to go out with Lindsay because I feel like she's chosen this other Eric. She's waiting to hear back from this other Eric, even though she's been talking to you. Like, you are Eric number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I want to go out.
Is it true, Lindsay, you'd rather see the other Eric?
No, I mean, I like them both. I was just, like, a little confused why one of them was ghosting me and the other wasn't.
But you can understand, though, if there were two Lindsays and, you know, and a guy couldn't remember you and was thinking of the other Lindsay, and then we called you up to go out with Eric, but
right.
But he really wanted to see the other Lindsay more, that would be disappointing. You wouldn't be as excited.
Yeah.
I mean, you can appreciate that. Eric, did I sum that up correctly?
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, I guess you could say that I don't feel special. Yeah. I guess you want to see me.
Right.
I still don't see me.
I mean, honestly, so Eric, you have a date planned, supposedly, with Lindsay for this upcoming weekend.
But well, she wants to be, she'd rather be
she
with the other.
She wants to be with Eric one.
Yeah, I still don't know if she thinks I'm the right Eric.
Eric, I hate to break this to you. I don't think you're the right Eric.
Right, I don't think so either.
Lindsay, do you want us to call the other Eric right now for second date update? Because that's the guy you haven't heard from.
I mean, I'm a little curious.
Oh, gosh.
All right, we'll submit the application again.
On the website.
Maybe we'll do
Eric, we're so sorry. So you did have a date this weekend. Is this the first time we've ever canceled plans from a date? But it's probably a good thing overall.
So, Eric, it's a no for you.
It's a no. It's going to be a no.
All right, Lindsay, I guess this is just maybe one of those things, just kind of chalk it up to a life lesson that you got to keep your Eric straight.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, well, better luck next time on Second Date Update. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.